very special guest, Dr. Judy Wood. You say you know how these buildings were brought down. Yes. Share that information with our listeners.
I'm calling it the Star Wars beam weapon. It's a beam of some sort of energy from above that is directed on the towers and pulverizes them. Now, there's various pieces of evidence that are left behind, and that's what led me to this conclusion. One of which is a fascination of mine. I call it the toasted cars. There's a lot of burnt out cars. The cars exploding. There's eyewitness testimonies about the cars exploding while the tower was coming down. It's an interesting coincidence. Why would a car several blocks away experience spontaneous combustion? At the thought of a building, you know, several blocks over going poof. There's a fire truck. I've got a picture of a fire truck sitting probably a block from the one of the towers.
Yes.
That is in good condition. It looks brand new, except it's covered with dust, but it has not a single window in it. Not only did the windows explode out, but the rubber gasket that goes around the windows is blown out. How would you explain that?
And tell us about
cars that are just completely melted in the front. And an inch behind the melted region, the paint is pristine condition.
Come, say that again.
For example, there's a car that, you know, I've got probably a picture of 100 different cars I've collected. And I'll be posting quite a few of them on the webpage. The webpage is the one that I've been preparing. It's huge. So I'll probably have insert, you know, continue here so that they, you don't have to unload it all at the same time.
Yes.
Like, for example, the engine block suddenly, you know, explodes. Not the gas tank, the engine block. And burns through the hood of the car. And then the car melts down in the front end. Or ones where the pictures where the tire is missing, and you look at the rim, and it has the steel belting still sitting there. So it wasn't like some thugs came along and stole the tires. But there's the cars are just totally incinerated instantly in one area, not in another. But the real telltale is a satellite image from the top. You can even see the diameter of the beam. It approximately, it's like about 24 feet in diameter, maybe a little bit less. And a lot of folks might be familiar with Building 6, how they had this big hole in it. It's not one big hole. It's lots of little ones, these uniform diameter beams. They cut straight down to the floors, top to bottom.
What in the world would cause that?
A high energy beam of a particular frequency that seems to like steel. It doesn't like aluminum as much. You notice there's a lot of the aluminum cladding gets thrown out off the building. And it doesn't get damaged. But the steel sort of vaporizes.
The steel vaporizes?
Yeah. If you look at pictures, even some satellite images of the dust, it goes up. It goes up and up and up. Not even on the ground. They needed the fires as a smoke screen, because if you didn't have the fires, it would look kind of funny to see sort of a mushroom cloud over the towers. You'd notice that, wouldn't you? And so with the smoke there, you just notice that the smoke gets thicker. But then you realize it's going into the upper atmosphere. But you can see pieces falling off the building that turn to dust as they fall.
That turn to dust.
But the biggest evidence is that you don't have a big earthquake. And I actually calculated, you know, back calculated how much you would need to make the earthquake that they registered.
Right.
And It's about 20 stories of just the structural steel.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else. And if we look at the site, that's all we see, about that much steel.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't 100 stories worth of steel.
Mm.
And then there's a story that they bring up that, you know, got shipped to China.
Mm-hmm.
So that you aren't missing it. Well, when did he get shipped to China? 7 minutes after the event?
Right. They shipped the steel to China.
Instantly. Because it wasn't there that afternoon. And there's no tire tracks, you know, of a truck that could hold it away.
That's fascinating. And this will be on the website when?
I'll start putting it up this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
It's janedoe0911.tripod.com.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Now, if folks think this is far out, have them think about this. Hiroshima, you think the military quit doing research after that?
Oh, no.
They had to have been developing things, and the microwave oven, I looked it up, and it was 1945 when Percy Spencer is credited with inventing it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you think that the military learns from commercial research?
Of course.
Or do you think it's the other way around?
Hmm.
Do you think that the microwave is a spinoff?
Mm-hmm.
Either way, you know that they've been working on it a lot. So since 1945,
yeah.
You think they've developed it a little bit better?
Mm-hmm. My God.
And the first microwaves I really remember, and my age is showing, is in the early 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And they had some problems, but they got them better, you know, over the next 10 years.
Right.
Imagine if you had a similar type of gizmo that you could aim at steel in it, just like a microwave the building.
Hmm.
Why would they develop that?
I guess for war.
There's some nice uses for it. Like if we have a big asteroid heading towards the Earth, you might want to deflect it.
Uh-huh.
So people might feel nice about like working on the project if it isn't all this about killing.
Right.
But
right.
You know really what they plan on using it for.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the Star Wars program in the mid-80s,
mm-hmm.
I remember hearing about it.
Right.
It was so if Russia sent intercontinental ballistic missiles towards the U.S., you want to be able to knock it out.
Right.
You going to send another missile back and have them collide over the ocean?
That was the story.
Now, how fast can you get to the launch pad?
I know.
I think of it like a tennis game. If somebody on the other side hits a ball towards you, are you going to like quick grab a ball and hit another one and try to collide with it?
No.
You need more working time.
Right.
What goes faster? Like light waves, you know?
Yeah.
Other types of energy.
So we're talking about possibly a microwave
beam of idea.
Yeah. And that pulverizes instead of what they've been telling the public is that we're going to have a rocket meet another rocket in
Correct.
The midair, right?
Correct. And if you've developed microwave ovens as far back as 1945,
mm-hmm.
surely technology is more advanced now.
Yeah. And so what you give you, boy, I'm telling you. Okay, I will definitely be going to that website and downloading that material because it's fascinating to me.
And first I'll have mainly just pictures there, but the pictures tell the story.
Okay.
And I have some calculations, too. Like I did some rough estimates of if you totally pulverize the building, how much dust would you have?
Lots of...
And 1 mile radius around the building,
uh-huh.
1 inch deep. You know, that's doable.
Yeah. let me ask you, can you hang on for a little bit? I've got a couple of calls. I want to ask you some questions.
Great.
Okay. We'll put you on hold, and we'll be right back.